Give me this orange stick, please. I don't want to mess up my nails. This one. Thanks. And while you're up, give me a sip of my coffee, will you, please? Before you sit down.
Which I already did.
Would you turn the page to 97 for me?
Is that all?
Yes, thanks. Now don't get too comfortable.
No chance as long as you're in the room.
It's almost time for you to get dressed.
For what? All we doing is going out with Bentley and his sister?
Well, George, he's treating us to dinner and an evening out. We accept it, and he's counting on us.
How come we always got to do him favors?
George, he's doing us a favor.
Oh, yeah? Well, whose dumb idea was it to do it on my day off?
Yours. And you shouldn't complain. We've been living like hermits lately. All you do is work. We never have friends over, and we never go anywhere.
Because all that work is paid off. We don't have to go anywhere. Look around. We already there. Besides, I took you out last week.
Sure you did. You took me to Brooklyn to see a new pressing machine.
Well, that's going out.
This may come as a shock to you, George, but standing around watching steam go through a pair of pants is not my idea of a night on the town.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Mr. Bentley. Come in.
I'm so excited about dinner tonight. You'll love my sister, Celia. You know, I've always looked up to her.
Oh, that's nice.
I had to. She's 6'1".
Mr. Bentley.
Actually, Celia and I have never been like brother and sister.
How come?
We like each other.
Oh, you're very close.
Yes, very close. As a matter of fact, when I was 5, it was Celia who told me all about the birds and the bees.
Oh, how cute.
Oh, I didn't think so at the time. I was horrified.
Why?
But to think of all those lovely little creatures doing the same thing that grown-ups did. Of course, I got over it about the time I turned 23. Anyway, I'm so happy you're going to meet Celia tonight.
Why? I already know about the birds and the bees.
Well, she just can't wait to meet you, Mr. J, and the timing is perfect because tomorrow she's off for London.
Hello? I'll tell him. George, that was Ralph calling from the lobby. He says it's another code 3.
What? Oh! All right!
Well, what is all that about?
Nothing, just another Whittendale scramble has been going on like this for 2 weeks.
And Mr. Whittendale, our famous banker up in the penthouse, he's a charming gentleman.
George has been trying to meet him for over a year and is driving him crazy, not to mention me.
I see. So Mr. Jefferson has enlisted Ralph's aid in setting up an accidental meeting.
You catch on fast.
Well, wasn't it nice of Ralph to volunteer to help?
At $5 a scramble, I'd hardly call him a volunteer.
More like a soldier of fortune, eh?
And the number of times Mr. Whittendale keeps popping in and out, Ralph is going to be able to buy his own building one of these days.
From doorman to landlord, only in America.
Till later, then. We'll be ready. Oh, George, what are you doing down at that end of the hall?
Waiting for Whittendale. There was nobody using this elevator, so I figured he might be using the service elevator. That's how he's been getting by me. Just as I got to the service elevator, it stopped on this floor.
So you met Mr. Whittendale at last?
No, I met the new janitor, Wilbur.
He's the custodian, George.
That's funny. When one of us does that kind of work, they call him a janitor.
Well, anyway, you've missed Whittendale again. Why don't you give up? He's just another banker.
That's where you're wrong, Wheezy, because one of his companies is putting out a fat cleaning contract next Tuesday, and if I get to meet him, I know I can sell him to Jefferson Cleaners.
Oh, wait a minute, George. Here are the Willises.
I know.
Goodbye, Mr. Whittendale.
See you later.
Why didn't you tell me Whittendale was in there?
Why didn't you ask?
Why do I keep missing this guy?
Well, you know, ships that pass in the night.
And nuts that come out of elevators.
Don't bear him any mind. Come on in. George, Tom and Helen came to see us.
Wheezy, we don't have time for visitors. It wouldn't be polite to keep Bentley waiting.
Well, that's all right, Louise. We just dropped in to see if you were going to the Whittendale party. But I see you have other plans.
What? What Whittendale party?
Well, the open house he's holding for his candidate in the primary. Mr. Whittendale was just escorting him up to the penthouse.
Well, I wonder why we weren't invited.
I know why. It was one of them fancy honkies only parties.
You call me a lot of things, George, but you've never called me a honky before.
Are you going to? Oh, you're just a token.
I can't understand why you weren't invited. Every registered voter in the building got an invitation.
That's your fault, Wheezy. You never give me my mail.
But you're the one who brings it up. It's got to be there somewhere.
It ain't nothing here but the electric bill, the phone bill, two giant burgers for the price of one, new low-cost health plan, you are cordially invited to, free car wash... You are cordially invited to a political open house between the hours of... We're invited! Oh, I can't wait to get up there, Wee.
George, we can't go.
Say what?
Remember, Mr. Bentley, we have a previous engagement.
Break it! I didn't want to go in the first place.
No! Hold on. We are not breaking anything. Mr. Bentley went to a lot of trouble getting those reservations. What'll I tell him?
Tell him to cancel.
That's terrible.
It ain't terrible. It's business.
Good old George. Business before friendship.
Not always. Sometimes it comes before family. If you didn't want to go to dinner with Harry Bentley, you should have had the guts to tell him so.
Amen.
Oh, you think it's wrong too, huh?
I certainly do.
Well, you didn't think nothing of it when you did the same thing.
Huh?
What's she talking about?
I mean, the night she told you that she was going to a committee meeting and came down here and played cards with Wheezy because she didn't want to go to one of those boring publisher's dinners with you.
Tom, I never...
Just a minute, dear. You see, George, Helen told me all about that cover story. That was for the benefit of my guests who wouldn't have understood. Right, Helen?
Right, dear.
She can sell you anything. Well, I guess it's time for me to get to the Whittendale's party.
What are you going to tell Mr. Bentley?
You'll think of something, Weaver.
George! Oh, I'm sorry. Will you excuse me? I've got to dry my hair. Mr. Bentley will be here any minute.
Oh, don't worry about us. We'll let ourselves out.
Yes. Just one moment, Helen. What did you mean by boring publisher's dinner?
Oh, please, Tom. I don't want to talk about it. Besides, that was a long time ago.
It was last Thursday. If you didn't want to go, all you had to do was say so.
I did say so, but you wouldn't listen. You never listen to me, Tom. Let me tell you one thing.
No, let me tell you one thing.
Go ahead.
One of your eyelashes is coming off. Hey. How many other things are you hiding from me?
Oh, don't talk to me while I'm fixing my eyelashes.
Easy.
Well, I hope you have a terrible time.
I'm gonna give you one more chance. You going with me?
Bye.
To be having a private conversation with my wife.
Tom, why are you whispering?
I don't know. Ask him. I'm hiding from Bentley.
Aw, that's nice, Georgie. And when you finish playing hide and seek, are you and Mr. Bentley going out to play hopscotch?
Come on, Ellen. We can find our own John.
Oh, Tom, my eyelash fell down the drain.
Get the eyelash. Let's go someplace where we can talk.
Don't open that door. Bentley might be out in the hall.
Look, George, we don't have time to play your silly games.
Yoo-hoo.
We want to go up to Whittendale's party.
Oh, Tom, I can't go to the party with only one eyelash.
And I can't go to the party if Bentley sees me. He wants me to go out with him and his old dumb sister. Then I'll never get a chance to meet Whittendale. Just don't open the door, okay?
Get out of the way, George. We got to get out of here.
Whoops, is that all you got to say?
Now, don't worry, George. I broke it and I can fix it.
Wrong, you broke it and I'm going to fix it. Now look at you, though. We can't get out of here.
Now, don't get excited, George.
Who's getting excited? Wizard! Can you hear me? Let me out of here.
Tom, will you help me get my eyelash? I can see it.
I'm not helping you with anything until you apologize to me for lying about my publishing dinners.
Where is that woman?
Quit hassling me about those dinners.
Where is that?
If you'd just been honest with me and told me how you felt, I wouldn't be so upset.
Okay, Tom, I'll tell you how I feel about those dinners. I hate them. Now, stop being upset.
No, you gotta find a way out of here.
Do you have some tweezers?
Tweezers? How the devil are you gonna get out of here with tweezers?
For my eyelash, George. I want to get it out of the drain.
Helen, I told you to forget that eyelash.
Forget everything. Help me break down this door.
Wait a minute. You can't knock this door down.
Not me, us. We'll both hit it at the same time.
No. You don't understand. This door opens to the inside. You'd have to knock it down from the other side.
Hey, that's a good thing. Well, let's do that then. Be quiet, let me think.
I want to tell you, Helen, that you've hurt me. You really hurt me.
You mess up my afro, I'm gonna hurt you.
Sorry, George. It's all Helen's fault.
My fault?
Yes, sometimes I think you're nothing but a stubborn, dumb little...
Careful, Tom.
That's right, don't use that word in my bathroom.
Housewife.
He said it.
No, he did not.
Don't you say it. I'm not going to let you get away with that, Tom.
Helen?
Look, y'all. Now, y'all can fight anytime. But right now, we got to figure a way to get out of here.
Oh, stop interrupting, George. Why don't you take the pins out of those hinges?
Yeah, that'll work.
Helen, it's not as if I ever pressured you to go to those dinners.
Oh, no, you never did anything like that. You just said that your whole career depended on it. That's not pressure.
Hey, Willard. Why don't you help me put a little pressure on his hinge?
Look, Tom came up with the idea. You take care of the details.
Ain't there nothing in this cabinet we can use? Let me see. Cotton balls, razor blades. Hey, fingernail file.
Oh, and a pair of tweezers.
Listen, Helen.
That ain't gonna work. What a stupid idea.
Well, think of something better.
Maybe I can work the lock of my hand.
Ah, got it.
Oh, this is too much.
What's the matter now?
I have to go to the bathroom. Faster, man, faster! Do you have to run that water? And there's nothing funny about this, Helen. And you better get us out of here, George. This is really putting a strain on our friendship.
What friendship?
Ours.
Since when did we become friends?
That's right, Tom. George is too busy taking care of business to have any friends.
Are you kidding? I got lots of friends.
All right, George, go ahead. Name one. Just one.
That's easy. Cousin Clarence. And, his wife.
You can't include relatives.
I got it. Monk Davis. We grew up together. We've been tight for 35 years. Ain't no secrets between us.
That's right. And wasn't he the one who tried to blackmail you?
Oh, yeah. That chump didn't never show his face around here again.
Well, George?
Just give me a minute. There's always Wheezy.
Oh, you can't count her. She's your wife, and wives aren't friends. You know what I mean, Helen.
The point is, George, if you want to have friends, you've got to make friends.
I've been trying to get up there to make friends with Whittendale. Instead of standing here yakking, why don't you think of a way to get us out of here?
So you finally got around to asking me. It's easy. We'll write a note for help.
Hey, that's a great idea. Why didn't I think of that?
Here's my pen.
We ain't got no paper.
We've got lots of it. Here.
Damn it, why doesn't Wheezy buy the paper that's easy to write on? Send help, trapped in John. Sincerely, George Jefferson.
Wait a minute. There are no windows in here. How are we going to get this to the outside world?
Do I have to think of everything? Now it's on its way out to sea. Some ship will pick it up and we'll be rescued.
Mr. Jefferson, sir? Mrs. Jefferson?
Ralph, is that you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, Mr. Jefferson. This magazine came for you postage due. I paid for it myself. Thought you'd like to see it right away.
I'm glad you're here, Ralph.
Where are you, sir?
In here.
Then I brought this up just in time. I'll slip it under the door.
You don't understand. We're trapped in here.
Trapped, sir?
You heard him, Ralph.
Oh, you in there too, Mrs. Jefferson?
No, this is Helen Willis.
Oh. Well, it's none of my business. Don't worry, Mr. Jefferson. Mr. Willis will never hear about this. Not from my lips.
Mr. Willis already knows about it.
Then Mrs. Jefferson will never hear about this.
Get us out of this bathroom! I have to go to the bathroom.
Stop the cabin, Ralph, and get us out of here.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I don't know whether I can handle this, sir. It looks like it's a job for building maintenance. I'll have to try to find them.
How long will that take?
Well, you never know with building maintenance. It could take hours. On second thought, perhaps I could tackle it myself. It's only a dollar.
The big bills are in here with me.
Yes, sir! Yes, sir! I'll get right on it! We'll certainly try, sir.
Try, Ralph, try!
Yes, for God's sake, try!
Just bear with me. Just bear with... Ouch! Now stand back. I'll let me try it. This way!
Tom, Helen, what are you doing here?
I'll tell you at the Whittendale party, if I make it.
Helen?
Ask George.
George,
what? Hold on, Wheezy. I have a hero to take care of first. This is for you, Ralph.
Thank you, sir. And here's your magazine. You can just forget about that postage due. That's on me.
Well, I gotta get up to Whittendale's.
Not Until you tell me what you three were doing in there.
Tom Willis had to go to the bathroom.
What?
Now I gotta be going. There ain't nothing standing between me and Whittendale.
Now hold on!
Mr. Jefferson.
Oh, Bentley, where you been? I've been looking all over for you.
You have?
Sure, come on in. I got something. Wheezy's got something to tell you. Excuse me.
Oh, before you leave, Mr. Jefferson, allow me to say something.
Oh, yeah, but make it quick.
About our engagement this evening, I'd like to cancel it.
Look, Bentley, this has nothing to do with you personally. It's just this business...
George, you're not listening. Mr. Bentley is calling it off.
Say what?
Mr. Bentley, you are very excited for us to meet your sister. Why did you change your mind?
Don't cry, Wheezy.
I just want to find out
Don't
why...
Don't be nosy.
George, be quiet. Now, Mr. Bentley, why did you change your mind?
For no reason at all.
I just can't believe that.
Now you're calling the man a liar.
Well, I'll have to confess. I overheard Mr. Jefferson and the Willises in the bathroom.
You mean you were here all the time?
Oh, no. No, my goodness, the minute I realized I was eavesdropping, I left. But not until I overheard how very badly you wanted to go to the Whittendale party tonight. So I phoned the restaurant and canceled our reservation.
But I...
No buts, Wheezy. Why can't Benny do what he wants to do for a change?
We should all do what we want. And I wouldn't worry about our evening together, Mr. Jefferson, because Celia can meet you some other time. After all, her job brings her to America every 5 or 6 years.
Oh! Yeah, then you ain't mad.
How could I be angry at two people who mean so much to me?
What a beautiful thing to say.
Yes, it was, wasn't it? You know, there aren't many neighbors that would take a stranger, a foreigner, and welcome him into their home as you two have.
Yeah, we're pretty good about that.
Well, you're special people and good friends.
Oh, Mr. Bentley.
Very good friends.
I gotta go put on a new jacket.
What for?
This one ain't good enough to go out with Bentley and his sister.
George! You are not going up to see Mr. Whittendale?
Who? Didn't you hear, Wheezy? Bentley's sister is in town. Ain't you old enough to know what's important and what ain't? I mean, I can see Whittendale anytime.
Oh, George, I always knew you wouldn't desert Mr. Bentley.
That's right. How many people in this world would do what he did for me?
Oh, I say, Mr. J.
Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take your sister out to dinner and the theater, and it's on me.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
So you could.
Yes, I could.
Wheezy, you call the restaurant, and you come with me.
Where are you going?
Up to the Willises. I'm going to show them something I found. A friend. After you, friend.
Wasn't it a lovely evening, George? Mr. Bentley's sister's so lovely.
And a pain in the neck.
George.
I mean, I had to keep looking up at her all night.
Why?
Well, look at the facts, Wheezy. She was wearing that low-cut gown, right?
So?
So I'm dancing with her. She's over 6 feet tall. So you know where my eyes were. The only thing I could do was give myself a pain in the neck.
Oh, George, you're such a gentleman.
I'll tell you something else I am. An awful liar.
The Jeffersons was recorded on tape in front of a studio audience.